How about the name for a dessert that's like a pie, but it's baked in a deeper dish and it has a crust just on top and maybe throughout the layers of fruit?
Cobbler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
Okay. How about a sweet liquid that you might pour over a cake or a pie?
A sweet liquid.
Or over gingerbread. You might pour a lemon.
Cream?
Yeah.
Okay.
Might be made of milk or cream with sugar and nutmeg.
Sauce?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, food taken between regular meals is a
snack.
And talking about consuming your breakfast, you would say this morning I
had.
Or
will have.
Not have, but what do you do? You
oh, eat.
And so this morning I
ate.
And I have already
eaten.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you said coffee earlier. How, what, if the coffee were not ready, you would say I have to go and
make the coffee.
All right. And when you're just thirsty, you might go and get yourself a
glass of water.
Yeah. And if the glass fell off the sink, it
broke.
And you would say, I didn't.
I didn't break it.
But somebody has
broken it.
Okay. And still talking about the water, you might say, I
drank the water.
Okay. And I will
drink the water.
And I have already
drunk the water.
Okay. If dinner's on the table and the family are just standing around, what would you say to get them to be seated? You would say,
please be seated.
Or being
sit down.
Yes. Okay. And so then they
sat down.
And they had already
eaten. No.
we're still sitting. They had already
sat.
Mm-hmm. And if there were the potatoes were sitting there, you would say, don't wait until they're passed around. Go ahead and
help yourself.
Mm-hmm. So he
helped himself.
And he had already
helped himself.
And if somebody passed something to you that you didn't want, you might say, no, thank you,
I've had enough. I'm full.
All right. Any other way to express that you didn't want that?
I didn't want any more.
Would you ever say that you don't like it, or would you think that that's not polite?
I would think that's not polite.
Okay. If food had been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been...
They're leftovers, I wouldn't call it.
All right. Mm-hmm. And you put food in your mouth, and then you begin to...
chew.
Mm-hmm. And if he has a sore throat, he can't eat that. He can chew it, but he can't...
swallow.
Put an it on the end of that. He can't...
swallow it.
Okay. Say the thing with the it on the end of swallow, I can't remember.
Swallow it, just in case.
Okay, right, no harm in hearing it twice. We were talking about stuff with cornmeal, and I didn't specifically ask if you know a dish that's made of, it's kind of like cereal, like cream of wheat, if just cornmeal and water cooked together.
That's not the same as oatmeal, right?
No, because it's made of corn instead of oats. But did you ever hear of mush or kush?
No.
All right. Things that are grown, no, things like beets and peas and carrots are?
Are tubular.
Well, what are they? They're
roots.
Well, a more general name for that. Also including the things children don't want to eat. They're, most children don't like?
Vegetables.
Yeah, okay. And vegetables are grown in a?
Garden.
Okay. Would you have a special name for vegetables that are grown at home rather than bought at the store?
Homegrown.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see, you mentioned the grits, and then there's a grain that's eaten especially by the Chinese and Japanese.
Rice.
Yes. Talked about that. If something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you might say to your friend, just do what?
Take a whiff.
Or
smell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or putting a vat on the end of that. Just
smell that.
Mm-hmm. And what do you put on pancakes?
Syrup.
Anything else?
Chili.
Okay.